just by drop in.
Okay. Did you ever see any wooden fences in your
sight? Well, yeah, rail fences. That used to, well, when I was a kid, now we know, well, we did. We had, instead of having hog wire, we had a hog pasture made out of rails. You know,
how did they make those?
They just went and cut down good timber, that good timber, and busted up about 10 feet long, you know, railings. And you pin it, you know, like that.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, like that.
That's right. Yeah. And that's a rail fence. But then you had to be very careful with the fire. You know, fire would burn your fence up.
Yeah.
But then they finally quit that and just bought hog wire, you know, woven wire, and the hog paste and everything else.
Yeah. Like this here?
That's right, only not that high. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. But it was about 3 foot high, that's what it was. All right, in those days, you could buy a spool of barbed wire for $3, and now it's $25. That's barbed wire, you know, that's right.
That was hard work building a fence, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, you sure? That's right.
Didn't y'all have to get go out in the field and cut?
In the woods and get oak post, get out post. You had to repair the fence every year. Put new posts in, you know. Of course, you put them along, and what you put this year, a couple of years later, they'd be right, you see, you'd have to. That was the first job in the spring of the year, they fixed fence.
One tree would make it one good.
Oh, no, you cut a big white oak, you white oak post, which you get 150, 200 posts out of a big white oak. In those days, a lot of good timber, you know, and that, the white oak post, those pin oaks, some people had it, you didn't have, but back up home in here, I had good white oak. And I used,
did you ride them out with a fro or?
No, a wedge. Cut them about 6 feet long and have a wedge and a slug and bust them up. Oh, me and one nigga got out the first year I came here. We got out 200 one day. But that's when I could work and he could too. But it wasn't such a big job. But that was the first job, but get out posts and haul them to the house and chop them, you know. And then let them see. It's a good idea to let them see for a while and then go and put them around the fence. You'd have a sledgehammer, and you'd drive a wagon up where you need one, and then stick it up there and drive it, stand in the wagon and drive it down. And then somebody would nail a wire to it.
Drive
a post. A post, that's right. We didn't use post hole digging, we just shot the post and drove them down with a sledgehammer.
Yeah. Well, look, it's getting late. I've been talking with you too.
Yeah, well, I enjoy talking to you.
Well, I was going to ask you, is there any time I could come back and talk with you again? I got plenty of questions.
Well, I'm not doing anything.
Okay, well, if you got some time tomorrow, I could come. And
well, I got to go to Norwood, and I'm on the board up at the Norwood Bank.
Yes, sir.
And, tomorrow evening, you can come most any time until something happens.
I'll give you a call. Well, I want to give you a call.
Yeah, sure. Well, because, see, we expect anything, anytime. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. Well, but after in the morning, we're having a meeting at North in the morning. And then I can, anytime, I'm not doing a thing.
Okay.
Just give me a call.
Talking
with you. Sure. Be glad to talk to you. And I'll tell you what you do to help you out. Seem like to kind of hear those kind of things. I got two old bachelor brothers living in Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And bring Dick out. He's next to me. He'd love to talk about old things. He can remember things more than I can. Bring him out. He's the one that ought to kill me for going on a hunting when he slipped in off that log fold. I should have brought him back home. You know I should have, instead of that. Him about 7 years old, and the ground froze up, and we went on cooning.
Well, I'll give him a call tomorrow if he'd like to come out with us.
All right. Well, call me first.
Okay. Yeah. I'll call you. What would be a good time to catch you?
Well, anywhere from 12 o'clock on.
Okay.
And I'd be through up there. Yeah, you call. You got Rich R. E. He and the two brothers live together. They're the old bachelors. They're in town, in Clinton.
Okay.
Yeah, bring him out. Bring them both coming. They're both coming. But Dick, he can, he remember. He loves to talk about them old days.
Yeah.